Radio.
Opening their hands to the world. An interview with Roger O'Halloran of Palms Australia. Thank you very much for joining me, Roger.
Oh, thanks for talking to us about Palms. It's good to get the opportunity.
Now, you're the executive director, of course, of Palms Australia. Can you let me know what exactly is it that Palms Australia does?
Well, we recruit, prepare and send people who volunteer to work in overseas communities and share their skills in that community where they can help to build the skills within the community. So all the programs that a community organisation might run, they then identify, well, what do they need to make it run better? And, you know, it might be a doctor, a nurse, a teacher. It might be, someone who's done administration or has small business skills. And they ask us to see if we can find someone who'd be willing to do it. So, before people go, we prepare them. In fact, it's quite intensive, the preparation. People who work overseas in a different cultural environment need to be prepared for that. And they also need to be prepared and understand how they can best contribute to assist the development in those communities.
So what are the main focuses that Palms Australia has internationally at the moment?
Well, we don't set up offices or programs in these countries ourselves. We respond to the requests of community organisations in various parts, such as for example East Timor, Papua New Guinea, mostly fairly close neighbours, but some placements in Africa as well. And there's been little opportunity for people to develop skills in most of the remote and regional areas in many of the countries that we work in, and this gives them the opportunity to do so. We've got a nurse in a village in East Timor. We've had a nurse there for the last 4 or 5 years, two different nurses, in fact, helping to train two young women in nursing, and now those two young women have gone off to university in Indonesia to study nursing informally, and will come back and serve their community for years to come. We've had a remote village near the mountain in Hatibiliko in East Timor, assisting with environmental program that they had there because they needed some erosion control in order that the whole water system that they have put in place by some AusAid funding in Australia isn't wiped out due to the fact that the hillside's falling away and the pipes are likely to be ripped out of the ground as a result. So they're working on a planting program and other means of preventing erosion. And that was a very interesting one because there was a woman who, mostly in East Timor, only in fairly domestic roles, showing men primarily various ways and processes of ensuring that their landslips and things could be controlled. So it was she had a hard time at first being accepted, but eventually, I suppose, it not only had the impact of fixing some of the problems in their local environment, but of also demonstrating that the value of education and things for women and the opportunities and help that they can give to the development in their communities.
Absolutely. That sounds like fantastic work. Now, what kind of people can get involved?
Well, look, it's obvious that we need to send people who have skills in the first place to assist build those skills in the local community. So usually it's people who have a qualification of some sort at university level or trade level, they're willing to give a couple of years of their lives, preferably, to going and working in these. So, there's a bit of discipline associated with that, but it's also there's a lot of reward, and there's a lot of opportunity to learn a hell of a lot about ways and means of living in the world that are quite different from the ways and means we live here in Australia. So, we need people who have got a bit of an adventurous spirit and are keen to learn and are open to learning.
Yeah, definitely. So with yourself, what exactly got you, or rather how exactly did you get involved with Palms Australia?
Yeah, look, I saw a notice in a parish bulletin in my church in Trafalgar in Victoria in 1991 or so, and I made an inquiry, and by 1993 I was in Samoa training teachers. I was married with two children at the time, and they came with us, and the experience was extraordinary for them. They were 11 and 6, and they learned at a very early age that there are plenty of other ways to live a good life than just what tends to be a bit more of a consumerist culture that you could live in and be brought up in here and think was the best way and the only way of being. So it's something that pressed me greatly, and the opportunities to learn there were so impressive that when I came back I just wanted to help other people understand it. So when the opportunity arose for a job at Palms, I jumped at it. Pretty low income, but I was teaching at the time, and out of teaching to it and living in Sydney was pretty difficult, but boy, it was worthwhile. And for a couple of years I went off to work for Caritas Australia as well, and then came back here as director. So couldn't be more happy. Could have earned a bit more money elsewhere, but I couldn't be more happy with the engagement with some of the greatest people you'll meet in communities overseas, as well as the people who volunteer. So, it's a great job, and that way many rewards.
That's wonderful. Now, of course, Palms Australia will be at the Faith in Action Social Justice Expo this Saturday at the University of Notre Dame Australia in Broadway. Can you let me know what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, look, we've got a stall there. A number of our returned volunteers will be there during the day and able to share some of their experiences with people who come along. We've got a few videos I think we'll be running just to give highlights. They're really only, they're on YouTube anyway, so people can look at them even, without going there. But certainly going there, you'll get to meet people who have actually, been overseas in different circumstances. And, one fellow spent these 2 years in Bougainville, almost never seeing another white person while he was there, and really being integrated into the community while he assisted them with the council administration, and taught people there that the processes for keeping their figures and being transparent in that way. So. His story is great. He also then went off to East Timor and did it again in a larger community organisation, in a larger place in Maliana, and third biggest city really in East Timor. So, to get the opportunity to talk to volunteers like that, people who have done it, is I would hope something that would inspire others to follow.
Excellent. Well, thank you first and foremost for the work that you do with Palms Australia. And also thank you for joining me and sharing what you guys get up to and how you really help.
Yeah, well, I'm very pleased to.
That was an interview with Roger O'Halloran of Palms Australia. The Faith in Action Social Justice Expo will be taking place on Saturday, the 30th of November, at the University of Notre Dame Australia's Broadway campus. And for more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.